Awake, Israel, awake to righteousness. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. We come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace for your nation, the nation of Israel, your leaders, your people, your land, and all men. Plead their cause, O Lord, with those who strive with them. Fight against those who fight against Israel, those outside their borders and those within their borders. Take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for their help, for they are one nation under God. Also, draw out the spear and stop those who pursue them. Say to the soul of Israel, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after their life, to destroy Israel and their way of life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot their hurt, the hurt of their nation, their heritage, their righteousness, and their faithfulness, for they are one nation under God. Let their enemies be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. Jesus is Lord, the God of Israel is God. Peace to Jerusalem. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to Israel. Peace, peace to those who are far off and to those who are near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. The Lord is on your side. Do not fear. The Lord goes before you. The God of Israel is your rear guard. It has been prayed. It has been spoken. It has been written. We come into agreement with our Father in heaven, this bitter truth and the word of life. So in his holy name, Jesus Christ, yes, and in him, amen. Zion, you are my people, says the Lord God Almighty.